Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. John Pereira, sales representative for Grip Idle Management. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. So tell our listeners a little bit about Grip Idle Management.
Sure. Grip Idle Management was actually introduced in 2009 by President Brian Bassendale, who's a mechanic by trade, and has been in the business for 20 years looking after mobile HVAC systems. And during his time, he has met a lot of fleet managers who have expressed a need to address idling. And Brian, being the person that he is and looking at new products, he came up with Grip Idle Management System.
So this is Green Fleet Radio. So what starts or stimulates the conversation for idle reduction? In other words, why are people reaching out to you, John?
Well, you know, there are many different reasons, but as we all know, we hear about climate change in the world. We talk about what's happening in the Paris Accord on the news internationally. But our experience has shown that governments, both at the federal, state level, as well as your local municipalities, including those companies in the private sector who work with within their communities, are looking at setting targets for greenhouse gas reduction. And we see that quite often throughout the last couple of years. I'll use an example. The city of Toronto, which is the largest city in Canada, has set the target for 65% by 2030,
wow,
with a net zero by 2050. So pretty significant. I also happen to look at the state of Indiana, and the governor in 2007 announced targets to meet 1990 levels, but again with reduction by 2050. So when you look at targets, you look at the city managers now saying, well, I have to meet those. Other things that they, brings those city managers to Grip is they've identified a problem. They obviously have data that says, yeah, we do have a problem, but we need to reduce fuel consumption, emissions, engine wear, unscheduled maintenance. We have some city managers who look for a very specific operational need with regards to controlling the HVAC system of the vehicle, battery charging support systems, as well as, without incurring additional idling by the operator or end user. And one of the other things I think we all have seen is that when we've talked about idling, we all talked about policy in place. We looked about bylaws, and we're finding that there's an increasing occurrence of noncompliance. So, they're looking for a solution that could both assist the operator as well as meet these targets.
Sure. So once they're given the mandate to meet specific reduction targets, what are their next steps and how do they go about getting there?
Well, the biggest thing is you need to understand what's occurring at the on your fleet with regards to data and having that information. And if you don't have that information, then that's the very first thing you got to look at. You got to identify those vehicles that are occurring the idling. And, the things I look at is the five W's: the who, the what, the where, the when, and why. And if you have a good understanding of that particular information, then it's a critical component is moving forward and identifying the appropriate solution for your fleet. When you look at other things, once you understand the data, then, with the extensive network that fleet managers have, both in Canada and the U.S., they can reach out to other fleet managers who have large operations or small operations. And I'm sure they all talk amongst themselves. They need to understand what's out there. What does the marketplace provide for me? What are my potential options? And, if you look at it, there are fleet-related associations and conferences that people attend. You look at programs supported by local, state, and federal government that's out there. You look at laboratory testing, and there is laboratories both in Canada and the U.S. that look at it specifically. You look at actual case studies. A lot of organizations that already, have instituted a program, and they've have information that can provide some assistance. And then you look at what type of technology is out there. Am I just collecting information or am I actually doing something with that?
Sure.
And then you obviously look at those, fleets that are have introduced technology, have introduced a process, and they are actually reducing the emissions. So, no sense reinventing the wheel when you can actually reach out to one of those organizations and see how did you implement your solution?
Sure. So now that they've identified the problem and understand their current state of their fleet, so what can they do to actually successfully make those reductions?
Well, you know, the best thing that they can do is they, now that they understand what the data is showing, they understand, you know, how widespread it is, let's look for a solution that truly meets my expectations or the expectations of the organization. And we know that council, we know that boards set certain expectations. You have already set a target. So you got to make sure you get the right solution to address, you know, those needs.
Sure.
You got, you know, and what, as a result of identifying the right solution, a lot of organizations will go into a trial. It's new to them. They don't maybe understand the technology. They certainly want to try it out before they want to make the large commitment from a capital point of view.
I see. You know, how do you identify the potential options for sustainable solutions? And so how do you measure success? And then how can they implement it and roll this out across their fleet?
Yeah. So, you know, once you've identified clear expectations, you've gone through a trial process, and obviously, you know, did that solution meet those criteria? What's really important on the next is that a trial is only a snapshot, and it really only represents a certain period of time. It has a small percentage, or only represents a small percentage of the data that's being collected. And that you, from there, you can say, look, if I'm ready to move forward, I know that the solution does work. I know it's going to meet my expectations. Then you need to make that hard decision to say, you know, how do I get into the rest of my fleet?
Sure.
And some of the options that a fleet manager will have is, do I roll out the solution as part of a vehicle replacement? I only can do it once new vehicles are being selected to be replaced. Am I going to roll it out onto those vehicles that are high idling? I know the data shows, and then, you know, over time, then I can look at other vehicles. Or do I do a bit of both? I look at new vehicle replacements as also retrofitting my current vehicles. So there's a decision process that you have to go through.
Sure.
But clearly, you know, the success is that once you've gone past the trial, you're looking at 12 months. Now you're looking at seasonal. And that's important. Spring, summer, fall, and winter, because all these bring different components into why people idle. We know that we idle in the wintertime to turn on the heat because we want comfort. And you know, when you look at those different things, it kind of gives the full picture. But I think, you know, when I look at success and how you measure success is you're achieving the return on investment in less time. That's one way. You can look at identifying those savings and costs, and basically that's a budget requirement. Extending your vehicle life cycle, that's an important one. Reducing unscheduled maintenance. You look at reducing non-compliance. So basically where you have just the operator-involved policy, now you can reduce that occurrences. Increase operator, you know, comfort and safety. I mean, now you've got technology that's going to help that end user to meet those targets, to meet those requirements.
So how, John, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about how they can learn more about grip idle management?
Sure. So grip idle management, I mean, we have a website that's available to everyone. If you just put grip idle management, you'll see there's a website. There's a lot of information on the website.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mr. John Pereira, sales representative for Grip Idle Management. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.